Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Get back. I need some get.
G's Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio, to Gregory's Stories, Talk Radio. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And today, we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. That's what's going on right now. And they're in round 2 of the playoffs. And in the Eastern Conference, we have the Miami Heat playing the Philadelphia 76ers. And we have the Boston Celtics playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And let's see what the series is. DJ, can you tell us how many games they've played in round 2 of the playoffs so far? I think they've only played one game. So
yeah, Miami, all the series has only played one game so far.
All right, so Miami's ahead over Philly, 1-0. And what about Boston and Milwaukee?
The Milwaukee Bucks lead that series 1-0.
Oh, Milwaukee's winning the series 1-0. All right. Well, that's my prediction. My prediction was Milwaukee was going to beat Boston. I predicted that it would go 5 games. So I'm still looking at Milwaukee to beat Boston in 5 games. And I'm predicting that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to beat the Miami Heat. So I'm losing 1-0 to that series right now. So come on, Philly, get it together. Get it together. All right. Now let's go to the Western Conference and let's see who's playing. We got Phoenix Suns are playing against the Dallas Mavericks. And what's that series like? Is Phoenix winning by 1 game?
Yep.
Because it should be 1-0 in that series also. All right, I'm picking Phoenix to win that series, 5-game series. I'll give Dallas 1 game. They'll win 1 game. But Phoenix will win 4 out of 5. So Phoenix will win that series. And then we have the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Golden State Warriors, and I'm picking Golden State to win that series. But what's that series like right now, DJ?
Golden State is ahead 1-0.
All righty then. So I'm ahead on both of my games. Golden State is ahead 1-0. I'm still thinking that series will probably go about 5 games, and Golden State will win 4 of the 5 and win the series. So that's what we have going on in the NBA. So all of the teams are 1 game to no game in the series. Okay, well, that's it for the NBA basketball right now, because they only got 4 games going that they're playing right now, 2 in the West and 2 games in the East. So So the series is 1-0 and 0-1 and then 1-0 and then 0-1 in the West, in the East. And in the West, it's 1-0 and then it's 0-1 for Memphis, and then Golden State is 1-0 against, well, they're playing against Memphis. And then it's 0-1 with the Dallas Mavericks playing against the Phoenix Suns. So Phoenix has one win, and Golden State has one win, and the Memphis Grizzlies have 0 wins, and the Dallas Mavericks have 0 wins. And that's what it looks like in the Western Conference. And in the Eastern Conference, it's Miami Heat is 1 win, and the Philadelphia 76ers have 0 wins. And then we got the Boston Celtics have 0 wins, and the Milwaukee Bucks have 1 win. So that's what the series looks like right now. It's 1-0 and 0-1 and 1-0 and 0-1. Yep, that's what it looks like in the Eastern Conference right now. Okay, well, that's NBA basketball. So now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some more of some interesting news going on around the world. Well, going on in the United States. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got 4 kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know, I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp down. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets. From cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. And we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Stories. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show. We're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And we've been talking about the NBA basketball playoffs. But now I want to switch reels and talk about something that's a little more vital going on in the United States. Up until 1953, it was okay, or it was illegal, to have an abortion. So if the women got pregnant and they didn't want to have the baby, they had to find a way to have the abortion, to have the doctors come and fix them so they would lose their baby. Because for whatever reason, they didn't want to carry the baby. And a lot of times, the women were pregnant because they had been sexually abused by their fathers or by some rapists or maybe by a boyfriend that they didn't really like that much. Those are three reasons why women got pregnant when they were messing around or when somebody was messing around with them. And it was illegal for them to have an abortion. But somebody went to court and they filed charges in the federal court system. They went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that was the case of Roe versus Wade was the case that changed everybody's mind about the right for women to have an abortion if they wanted to. The case decided that women had the right to abort any unwanted babies that their body was producing. And they decided in Roe versus Wade that the women were in control of what was happening in their body. And if they had gotten pregnant because they were raped, well, they had the right to abort the baby. And if they had gotten pregnant because their father had attacked them when they were younger, well, they had the right to abort the baby. And if they got raped by somebody that attacked them on the outside in the streets, they had the right to abort the baby. They didn't want to carry the baby full term because of how the baby was implanted into their bodies. So they had the right of refusal. And they went to court in 1953, and Roe versus Wade was the court decision that was handed down in the Supreme Court, the largest court in the land, decided that the women had the right to be in control of what was going on in their bodies. And so after 1953, they had the right of refusal whether they wanted to carry their babies full term or they wanted to abort their baby. And they set up, or a lot of businesses, medical clinics were set up to cater to women that didn't want to carry their babies full term. There were hospital clinics that were set up to terminate the pregnancies. And it was perfectly legal for you to go into these clinics and have an abortion. And that's been the law of the land since the Supreme Court decided that it was legal for women to decide if they wanted to carry their babies full term or not, because the women had control over their bodies from now on, from 1953 until the present day. But suddenly, somebody came up with the idea, and it was a judge in the Supreme Court, and we believe that it was some Republicans that nominated these judges to be on the Supreme Court. And they nominated these judges to sit on the Supreme Court to file against women that wanted to file for abortion. The judges were against abortion, and they were put into the Supreme Court by Republican presidents. That was a good thing, that they didn't believe that women had the right to file for an abortion. And if they wanted to take it to court, they would go before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would make the final decision if it was legal or illegal for the women to have the abortion. Now, the Democrats believe that women had the right to be in control of what happens to their bodies. They decided that it was against the law for women to file for abortions in their body. So it was the Democrats that they started picking judges to be in the Supreme Court that believe that women shouldn't file for abortion. So it was the women on that, it was the judges that were appointed by the Democratic presidents that gave the judges, that picked judges that were in favor of women not having abortion. But the Republicans were picking judges that believed that the women should have an abortion. So they picked judges to vote against having abortions on the court. And if there was a case that was brought before the Supreme Court, the judges would decide if it was legal or illegal for the women to have the... Now, that's the situation that we've been living with until 2022, the year 2022, when one of the judges decided he was going to write a paper and do a report. And he filed a 98-page report on the idea that he doesn't believe that women should have abortions. And now they're getting ready to present that to the Supreme Court. And he has four other judges that believe, like he does, that women should not file for abortion. So it's five judges out of the 12 judges on the Supreme Court that have mentioned or voted in favor of women not having abortion. So that's the situation that we're talking about now, where we've had this judge, and he's decided that he wanted to change the law in the land so that women cannot have abortion, that there he wants to make abortions illegal for women to have abortions, no matter how they ended up getting pregnant, whether they were attacked by their father or they were raped by some other man out on the street, or if they were attacked by some sexual pervert, they do not have the right to abort the babies because they believe that the babies have the right to live because it's not their fault for them to be born, since their mothers were pregnant. So if you have a comment or a question about the abortion situation, then you need to call me at 563 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And state your opinion about this controversy that has hit America, because they have a lot of states in the United States have given women the right to decide if they want to have an abortion or not. They've made it so that it's legal for women to actually decide that they want to terminate their pregnancy. And they have people that have that believe in the right to life, that they don't believe the baby should be terminated once the inception, once the ladies have gotten pregnant and the baby is growing in their stomach. There should be no right for the mothers to terminate the baby. And so now the Supreme Court is trying to change the decision on Roe versus Wade that was determined in 1953 that women had the right to determine if they wanted to carry the baby or not. So now we're having that discussion. And the thing is that if the Supreme Court determines that it's illegal for women to abort their kids, suddenly it's going to be illegal in all of the states in the United States for a woman to terminate her baby. Which means the woman will go to jail, will go to prison if she decides she wants to terminate her baby. And any company or medical clinic that aids women in having an abortion, the people working at that clinic will be liable, and they will go to jail for assisting a woman to have an abortion if the rule, if the law of the land is changed. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, then any woman that has an abortion in the United States will go to jail. So women, if they get pregnant, they are going to have to carry the baby full term, which means that if they don't want to keep the baby, they can donate their child to an orphanage and have somebody else adopt their child in an adoption agency and raise their child if they don't want to take responsibility for raising their own child. Now, that's what the paper that the judge is writing. He's written a 98-page report on the idea that women should not be able to terminate their babies, because he's a right-to-life judge, and he's writing an opinion against Roe versus Wade. And now 73 years later, the question has come up that if they want to give the woman the right to abuse their babies, to abort their babies, it's going to be taken up before the Supreme Court and every court in the United States, the state Supreme Court, which have been elected to make that decision, will no longer have that decision to make. It will be brought before the Supreme Court, the ultimate judge, court in the land. So that's the controversy that we're dealing with now. And the judge is presenting this paper to the Supreme Court, and it's 12 judges on the Supreme Court, and they will have to decide if Roe versus Wade needs to be overturned and if women need to have the right to be able to abort their children, or if they will be required to bear their children, and if they don't want to care for their children, they'll be able to donate them to an orphanage or have somebody else adopt the children and raise them as their own. Well, that's the topic of today's story, of today's controversy on talk radio. So if you have comments that you want to make about the abortion situation, then call me. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting talk radio. So give me a call at 563-999-3560, and let's hear your opinion about the law that's been in the land for 72 years, and now suddenly a judge has decided that he wants to change the law of the land. And if his law gets approved by the Supreme Court, then every court in the United States, all the states, will no longer have the right to give permission to have abortion. That will turn the tide, and it will affect women's lives all over the United States. For any woman that has gotten raped and was impregnated behind a situation that she wasn't volunteering to get pregnant, now she won't have the opportunity to change her pregnancy and abort the baby. She'll have to carry the baby full term, and then she'll have to put the baby up for an adoption, because the law of the land will have changed where no abortions will be allowed. And if the Supreme Court decides that they want to abide by this new verdict in the Supreme Court, going to trigger a whole bunch of court cases throughout the United States. And suddenly, people will be going to jail if they operate an abortion clinic, or if they abort any babies after the law has been passed and changed, they will be going to jail. The woman will go to jail. And the clinics, the workers in the clinics will go to jail. The nurses and the doctors working in the abortion clinics will go to jail. So that's the situation that's being presented to us right now. And they're saying by the end of June, the Supreme Court will make a decision on the 98-page paper that Judge Ito has written, and he is presenting it to the High Court of the land. And we'll see what the outcome will be and how many women will no longer be able to have abortion, because it will be illegal for women to have abortion. And they'll have to carry the babies full term, even if it jeopardizes their life. They'll have to bear their children, even if it kills them. And that's going to be the law of the land. So now, if a pregnancy endangers the life of the mother, then abortion is okay for the mother to save her life. But if this law passes and all of a sudden a woman will not be able to abort her child, even if it endangers her life. And that's going to be a situation that she won't be able to live with. It's going to be a situation where she won't have any alternative. And if she gets raped, she's going to have to bear the child of the rapist that attacked her and made her pregnant. And that's what we're talking about today on Talk Radio. So if you have comments and you want to call in to the radio station and you want to make a comment or ask a question about the situation, the law was Wade. It was Roe versus Wade was the law that was implemented, and it was implemented in the 50s when they changed the law for women to have the right to decide that they wanted to have an abortion, that if they didn't want to keep their babies, they could have the abortion. So that was when the law was changed. It went before the Supreme Court in 1953, I believe, was the year that Roe versus Wade went before the Supreme Court, and the decision was overturned where women had the right to terminate their pregnancy if they wanted to. And after that, many medical clinics and hospitals started doing abortion procedures in their hospitals and in their clinics for women that no longer wanted to carry their babies full term. For whatever the reason that they became pregnant, if they didn't want to carry the baby full term, then they terminated the baby. But now, this is 70 years later, and they have some new judges on the Supreme Court that are thinking better about the decision. We have some new presidents that have a different idea about the right to life. And they're believing that they don't believe in terminating the pregnancy. So they're rooting, or they're going to be voting in the Supreme Court about the law to change the right to terminate a baby. And we should hear about that in June of 2022 is when the decision will be made. And if you have comments about that, about this subject matter, because it's going to be the hot topic for all women all around the United States, that they're not going to be able to have an abortion to terminate their pregnancy. If they can't afford the child, they'll still have to have the child. And if they can't afford it, they can put it up for adoption. They won't be able to terminate the babies no more. Because the right to life people believe that the baby should be allowed to live, and it shouldn't be terminated because the woman had a bad situation which caused her to be pregnant. So that's the situation that we're talking about today on Gregory's Story. We're talking about the right to life. And it's Roe versus Wade, the lawsuit that overturned the right to an abortion in the United States. And several of the states have changed their policies to agree with the right to a termination, due to the reasons why the woman got pregnant. If she had a good excuse, then she can terminate the pregnancy. But the people that believe the right to life don't believe that pregnancies should be terminated. They believe that the baby has the right to live, to exist. So, now, the question is up for conversation and for discussion. And in June, the decision will be made again to decide if women have the right to abort a baby that they don't want to raise, that they don't want to bear with their body. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio, and we're talking about the Roe versus Wade abortion decision that was made in the 50s by the Supreme Court. So now, there's a judge that has presented the argument for the other judges to contemplate and discuss the argument. And we'll see what happens in this new day and age. 75 years later, the decision might have to be reversed. That's what the document discusses, the possibility of changing the decision. I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio. All right, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Today is James.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up.
wait a minute. Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. You got to get that. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine, don't worry about his. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Can I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hit like it did on the top, fellas? Hit like it did on the top.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
This is Gene Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worthing pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Yep, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And we talked today about the NBA playoffs and round two of the four teams, or the eight teams that are playing in the NBA playoffs, trying to get down to the number one team in the NBA. And we've been talking about Roe versus Wade, the abortion situation where women have had the right to abort a child if they were pregnant and they didn't want to carry the baby full term. They were given permission through a Supreme Court hearing that they had the right to abort the child. But now, 70 years later, another judge has stepped up and decided that he wanted to write an argument because he believes that the Constitution didn't provide for anybody to have abortion. So he wrote an argument for the court to decide if they want to redo the legalities of having an abortion. So now we'll wait till sometime in the month of June when the judges actually go into the chambers and they have the discussion on whether abortions are legal or not. So until then, well, women, I hope if you need to have an abortion, I hope you get it done now, because it's not going to be legal. You'll end up going to jail. And anybody that's operating a medical clinic that's doing abortion services in those clinics, well, you'll be going to jail too, because that's going to be considered illegal activity. And you can spend time in jail, like 20 years, for doing an abortion, an illegal abortion. So think about it, ladies. You got like a month and a half to make up your mind if you want to carry your baby, especially if you've just recently gotten pregnant and it's only 2 weeks into your pregnancy, well, you have time to abort it before they change the decision. All right. Well, God bless all the mothers that are having their babies anyway, regardless of how they got pregnant. I'm hoping that they carried the babies full term, because I was a preemie. I was born 7 months, and my mother could have aborted me, but she decided to hang on to me. And now she has this beautiful baby boy, and I am beautiful. Yes, I am. And I'm intelligent, and I'm talented, too. That's why I'm on talk radio talking to you today. All right. Well, DJ, what's the time check?
It's 4:10 p.m.
What time? I didn't hear you.
4:10 p.m.
4:10. Okay, 10 minutes after 4. All right. Well, let's play another song. I want to play G Money's a Pimp, and then we're going to do the birthday wishes, give everybody a celebration, including James Brown. Today's his birthday, people. So we're going to give a shout-out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 3rd, 2022, and we'll be back for the birthday list in a minute.
Thank you. Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners. And join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, this is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting talk radio. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'll see you on Thursday when we resume this talk radio show. And I have plenty of activities for you to talk about come Thursday. We'll be talking about the NBA, and we may even be talking more about the abortion crisis. So call, contact me on talk radio. Pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. Make sure you tell all your friends so that they can follow us on talk radio also. All right. Now it's time for us to give a shout out to everybody that's born today on May 3rd, like James Brown. He was born on May 3rd. I don't know what year he was born, but he died 2 years ago. So we're living in his memory right now. So, DJ Papa D, who else do we celebrate today on May 3rd, 2022?
Well, Jarmyra Wilson has a birthday today. Akeisha Bulwer Watts is 46 years old today. Marvin Bill Sr. has a birthday today. Roger Catton is 60 years old today. Marion D. Floyd has a birthday. Jeremy Williams is 46. Blue Power Patterson is 39 years old. Zeporia Gray is 35 years old. David Holly has a birthday today. Geraldine Rogers Thomas has a birthday. Rachel Adana Stanton has a birthday. Charlotta Shining Star Marlin, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Joe Cormier, who's 59 years old today. Parr Anderson is 47 years old today.
Yeah, I know Joe Cormier.
Yeah.
He was one of my buddies at Sarah High School. Yep. He was a freshman when I was a senior. All right,
yeah, that would be correct. Yeah. And that's it for birthdays on May 3rd, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. Today is your special day. So I want to wish you the luck of God and the praises of our Lord and Savior as he watches over you as you live in this world that we live in. May you receive all his graces and his glory as you live the life that he allows you to live. Every day that you get up, you wake up, you open your eyes to continue to move forward. It's on his grace and glory that you do that. So I want to wish you a happy birthday and hope you get some tonight, you know, I mean some cake or some ice cream or some pie or some cookies or something. Because it's a special day and it's your special day. So I want to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Yes, God bless you today, for today is your special day. And may God look after you for the eternity of your lifetime while you walk amongst the people on the planet today. Yes, God bless you. All right. Well, happy birthday. And now, DJ Papa D, let's pray that we can get rid of this virus and we can end the war between Russia and the Ukraine.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and whites and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet.
And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.